Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Kurt Wardle. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. And now, play ball. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Carter steals second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Butler moves to third. Franco moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Franco scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Dixon now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Thornton moves to third. Tabler moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Thornton scores. Tabler moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carter strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Butler steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Butler moves to third. Franco moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lacy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Rayford moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Murray moves to third. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murray tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Indians. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 1 in the game. Roenick hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thornton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roenick throws the ball into Dower, who tags Thornton, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rayford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lacy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Jerry Reed now pitching. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Murray moves to third. Lynn moves to second. One out. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Gary Roenick. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball towards left. Carter catches it and throws to home to double up Murray. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Dwyer now playing left field. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-2 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-2 in the game. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Dixon covering, for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Carter steals second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Butler bunts towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. Carter moves to third. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Carter scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-3, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Franco steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Nate Snell now pitching. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Andre Thornton. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Franco scores. Nixon moves to third. It's 8-3, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jacoby is walked intentionally. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-4 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. George Vukovich now playing right field. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Larry Sheets pinch hits for Rich Dower. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rayford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.